Colectivo Raíces presenta su programa
Espejos de Aztlán.
Información,
arte,
cultura.
Bienvenidos.
In the hands of the maestro José A. Lucero, a knife transforms itself into a paintbrush that captures angels and saints in a New Mexican cubism. This artist captures the dialogue of the traditional Spanish colonial art style, so loved by those who venerate this tradition, but also creatively expresses another spirituality. In this interview, the Santero José A. Lucero tells about crucial moments in his life that led to this artistic journey in New Mexican sacred art traditions, a journey informed in his life as a worker and profound personal and spiritual growth as an artist. Mr. Lucero's works are exhibited at the 60th annual Traditional Spanish Market on the historic Santa Fe Plaza, organized by the Spanish Colonial Art Society on July the 28th and 29th in Santa Fe. For Espejos de Aztlán today, Cristina Bachín. En las manos del maestro José A. Lucero, el cuchillo se transforma en pincel y el pincel juega a retratar ángeles y santos en clave de cubismo nuevo mexicano. El artista entabla un diálogo con la arraigada tradición del Spanish Colonial Art Market desde los desparejos ojos de sus personajes que veneran la tradición, pero también hacen de la creatividad su otra espiritualidad. En esta entrevista, el santero Lucero nos cuenta cómo momentos cruciales de su vida lo condujeron a iniciar este recorrido artístico y profundizar en un arte que protagoniza desde su propia raigambre en Nuevo México, su vida como trabajador y su profunda apreciación del crecimiento como elemento sustancial y clave de los artistas. Para Espejos de Aztlán hoy, Cristina Bachín. Welcome to our show today, José Lucero.
Thank you very much. I really am happy that you have me here to just tell you a little bit about myself.
We were talking about your art, and I was watching to your works and seeing, enjoying the colors, the expressions, the glances of this particular and unique kind of art, unique for New Mexico. What is a santero regarding this kind of colonial, traditional Spanish art?
A santero is a man or a woman, which is called a santera, a person that has given up of themselves to help the people of their community. Money isn't the object of our art. It's a devotional art. It's to help people with their daily lives on, to help them with any emotion they're going through, whether it be negative or beautiful. It's something to look forward to and to just help us in our daily lives. We try to bring that out in our paintings and in our livelihood and how we live our life.
So how were you introduced? Were you born in Santa Fe or in a different...
No, I was born in Santa Fe. In fact, the new hotel, the Drury Hotel, is where I was born, the old St. Vincent's Hospital. I live just up the street there, up Palace Avenue, about 8 minutes driving off of Cerro Gordo on the east side. All the natives up there know it as the Cañada Ancha.
Born in Santa Fe, New Mexico, how were you introduced to this particular art? As I can recall, this kind of art sometimes goes through families, through generations. How was in your case?
I think the first time I was really introduced to the retablos or the bultos, to where I really looked at them and it hit me to where I could say it kind of started going to the core of my being, the beginning. It was when my brother David Neighbor Lucero Navor, he's the oldest of five boys and two girls that are in our family. he got hurt in a real bad motorcycle accident, had to kind of reevaluate himself. The whole time we were all trying to help him out as a family, which you should try to do. And he went downtown, and his wife, they both went downtown, saw the Spanish market for the first time. I had never gone to visit the actual Spanish market show downtown. And when he came back and I saw him about 4 or 5 days later, the enthusiasm that was in his eyes, the spark that it ignited within him was so amazing. It was growing in me more. I saw him grow. I saw him paint. I saw him carve. He was loving it. My brother Frankie Nazario Lucero, who is also a Spanish market artist, he picked up a brush and paint and a knife from my brother Dave first. So I saw the influence and I saw the way it just engulfs you, the beauty of this art once you get into it, especially if you're a native. And I guess when it really hits you that you're going to try to create some beautiful stories and keep a tradition alive, it makes you work that much harder to be right in what you're doing and to live what you are creating. And so after about 4 years of my brother David Neighbor Lucero creating and my brother Frank, they told me, get a knife, try it. I was driving professionally, though, at the time with a propane company in northern New Mexico, Ferrogas. I did that for a lot of years, and I was getting really tired of driving every single day. I mean, it was a great job. The people I worked with were really good. But again, something was building within me. And once I started carving and painting, boy, that is the excitement that grew, not only with just, oh, wow, I could carve, I could paint. Well, then it started getting deeper. Where do I get these paints? Where do I find these paints? Well, Charlie Carrillo, a well-known santero from New Mexico, he did quite a bit, brought this back, this tradition back from almost being lost. So, you know, you got to give credit due where it's due. I mean, there's a lot of people that have brought this back alive, this style back alive, and I guess I'm one of them now pushing the boundaries, but I'm very grateful for these guys that brought it back before it died to allow us, other young men, to get into it and to show our devotion that we have not only within ourselves, but our devotion to try to show love and kindness to others in a daily life.
When we're talking about the pieces that are classic in a Spanish colonial art exhibition or market, like the Santos or the Retablos, who are the people who are looking for this kind of works?
Being that New Mexico or the Spanish market itself is kind of like the Indian market, the only one of its kind in the world. There are other Spanish markets and other markets, but this is the traditional Spanish market. I think people nowadays are just searching within themselves. And for some reason, whether they know it or not, when they come to visit, whether it be my paintings or another person's paintings, or whether it be a tinsmith with his tin work, whether it be a weaver with their weaving, a colchera doing the colcha, something hits them that maybe they didn't know they were missing or they were looking for, and it just kind of came into them that it just hit them so hard that they're going, oh my gosh, look at this. It's so beautiful. But some people say, well, they're so intense. There's a lot of blood in some. Some have, you know, not as much. I guess it depends on the person and what they're looking for in their lives and maybe how their life is going, whether it be something very beautiful in their life happening and they see these angels, whether they lost somebody and something means much, much more to them. It just seems like it grows in people as they walk through the actual show. By the time they leave, you can see something. I can't explain, but something has grown within them.
We are in Espejos de Aztlán talking with artist José Lucero, a santero that will be also an exhibitor in the traditional Spanish market this weekend, July 20th to July 29th, in the Santa Fe Plaza area. We'll be back and we'll ask him about this particular art, and especially its traditional side and its innovative side as well.
Flores que crecen por aquí Parece que hasta me hablan pasando por ahí. Son lindas para ustedes, son lindas para mí. Parece que les hablan pasando por ahí. ¡Ay, Nuevo México! ¡Que te quiero tanto! Con tus lindas flores, con tus lindas gentes, eres tierra del encanto. Y sin descansar, alegrando a todo el mundo, aquí en todo lugar. Estas lindas flores tenemos que saber que Dios, el rey del cielo, las hace crecer. Con amor, ella te alegra el corazón. Estas lindas flores, muchísima alegría. Son buenas amigas, son buena compañía. Nuevo México, que te quiero tanto, con tus lindas flores, con tus lindas gentes, eres tierra del encanto.
We are with José Lucero, who is called by some of the critics of art the Picasso Santero. How do we keep that art living, surviving, and going? And at the same time, how do we open the doors for creation? In your case, how are you dealing with this?
Well, I think a big important part of my art is gathering the pigments. Greens are incredible to find. They're very rough to find and hard to work with. A lot of these pigments are really tough to work with, but that makes the beauty of staying in the old, old style. When I first started, I studied under a Russian icon master, Michael Galvik, out of Europe. The gessoing techniques he taught me were done by the European icon masters, in which we all know, my gosh, they are just so beautiful. They're still around. The gessoing technique was done right. When you get into this traditional form of northern New Mexico, it's a little different, but it's pretty much the same. Ground rabbit skin and a natural gypsum. But it's such a beautiful passion to make the gesso correct. When it is correct, it is just beautiful. I tend to do a lot of motherly saints. I don't know if it's because I'm always taking care of my mom or trying to do what I can. Some of these stories seem to touch each santero or santera in a different way and in a really beautiful way. It's part of who they are.
How is intertwined in your art this usual dilemma that we have in art, that is on one side to keep tradition, on the other side all this strength and power that comes from creation and innovation? question. How is it that in your work?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm known as pushing the boundaries in this traditional style. I would even say, well, lots of people tell me, how do they even keep you in the traditional Spanish market? Well, coming back to our first questions was, what is traditional? Well, I'm traditional. What I make is traditional. But to stay in this traditional market, to keep up our tradition, there are a lot of artists are right in just keeping the same exact painting going all the time, which is, you know, you can see the good in that because that's keeping the tradition alive. Well, I do that a lot, but yet, how can I not grow as an artist? Every single day we grow as a person, every day. Art is everywhere. We can't help but grow. As an artist, I grow all the time. I push the boundaries. The Seven Archangels, when I came out with this story, a dear friend of mine, Kay Mark, such a great woman, she saw this done as an etching down, I think, in South America or Mexico in the mid-1700s. She's always loved my style, and we're dear friends. And she said, my gosh, Jose needs to do this in the traditional style. Well, when I did that and I created this story, like I said, it had just blossomed. People love the Seven Archangels. The story of the Seven Archangels is they represent all aspects of our life. It's not just for one race or one religion, life itself. So that is why when the city asked for artists to submit drawings and writings, some trees that were offered downtown for a public display for public art, I came out with two different designs. One was the Madonna and Child, and the second one was with the Seven Archangels. There so happened to be seven cottonwood trees that died on the Santa Fe River Park, just down the street from where I grew up. My sweetheart, Vicky Everhart, she helped me write the proposals and everything, and great influence. Oh my gosh. Well, about 5 months later, I get a call from the city, and they say, well, we want to speak to Jose. And I go, well, this is him. We chose your design. I said, oh, nice. I got the one tree. They said, no, we chose the seven archangel design.
And these seven archangels, what do they represent?
We have Michael the Archangel, which is one of the most popular, representing how we fight the good and evil in our lives. Whatever it is, that's what you're fighting. We have Gabriel, usually with a flower or with a horn, announcing to us that our creator is coming or is here. Well, whoever you feel your creator is, that's who it is. Raphael, the archangel, known as the physician of God or God's physician, known with his sacred fish and his gourd with water. Well, we all need spiritual healing and we need physical healing in our lives. Then you have the other four known archangels that aren't as known as those three. You have Jehiriel, known holding our Mother Earth, representing the celestial part of our lives. Then you have Berechiel with a green gown, a wreath with flowers, has a basket with flowers, has a lightning bolt come around him, representing all the greenery in the great forest and even the awful little weeds that we don't like. That's the greenery part. And the lightning bolt represents the water, the nourishment that everything needs in life. Then we have Uriel, known more so in the Jewish faith, has a breastplate with the eye of our creator and holds a flame and the truth in his hand. And then we have Satiel. Satiel is in a very solitude posture with his hands in front of his, in his chest, his head to the side, leaning forward, and just very, very deeply reflecting within himself, showing us that no matter who you are, where you are in this world, no matter what's going on, again, whether it be something beautiful, something, you know, just tough in your life, we all stop and reflect within ourselves, good or bad.
Not only what do they mean, also there is what it caught my attention. This work that I saw in the New Mexico Community Foundation in the entrance of it, and I thought, this is very different from the kind of retablos and santos that I was accustomed to see.
Well, before I picked up a brush and a knife, during the times when I was looking at my brothers grow and stuff like that, I was also a tour guide for Grey Line. I did all the specialty tours and the private tours to all the private churches in northern New Mexico and Santa Fe. All the years that I did that, I was being engulfed in this old, old master's works. Jose Aragon, Jose Moyano's, the Santo Niño Santero. I didn't realize it. It was just working its way in my brain. It was just staying there. Once I started to really say I'm going to do this, I did not want any of the newer painters' art in my mind. I love the art they're doing. They're great. It is so beautiful. But personally, I wanted the old masters in my mind. Why? Because They had so little to work with. They worked so hard to gather the pigments. Boy, life was tough back then for those guys. They did anything wrong, boy, they got persecuted pretty darn bad. We think we have it rough? Well, no. I tried to explain this art as, like you were saying, the expressions were much kinder and nicer. Well, my style has just evolved to where it's just very unique. I really can't say I looked at one artist and said, oh, I'm going to do exactly like him. No, no, no. I never looked at anything. I looked and learned the correct iconography on every painting. Sum up this kind of art because some of the paintings, some of the stories are extremely ugly and real intense. This person went through, boy, they got persecuted really bad, female or male. And we're trying to make it look pretty and something to where if you're coming in, you're in to see this art. I try to reflect on the goodness, the love, and the kindness that each one of these people were trying to bring across to everybody they came across. I don't stress the bloody part in it or the terrible part. Of course, there's a little there because of the iconography, but I prefer to focus on the kindness, the love that's supposed to come out of these.
Talking with Jose A. Lucero. And today in Espejos de Aztlán, in this conversation, we also want to highlight the fact that this weekend there will be the traditional Spanish market and Viva la Cultura in the Plaza of Santa Fe in New Mexico. And this will be happening on July the 28th and 29th from 8 to 5 p.m. Just one question. You are preparing some new works and you are preparing your exhibition for this weekend market and all your work. Are you preparing some surprises or what can our listeners expect to see?
I can truly say that there are going to be a couple really beautiful surprises. I'm known to push the boundaries and to create something a little different but extremely exciting. And I do have four different paintings I'm doing. One of them, I hadn't really created this story in, I can't even remember the last time I created this story. It's of the death cart. I hardly ever do that death cart story, which is Doña Sebastiana. I don't know why I just don't, but I haven't been able to fish in such a long time. So I made my muerte fly fishing and catching two really cool muerte fly fish. So if you want to see this, boy, it is something to see. It is exciting.
Let's say about one, the one that you just showed me, that this last piece that you are representing a particular saint.
This one that I just showed you is Kateri Tekakwitha, the Native American saint. I don't think I've ever painted a large painting of her. I don't know why not, because it's such a beautiful story. And she has just, whenever you do create this story, it just really comes down to the basis of like my being also, because I have Native American in my blood in me. I have a Spanish, I have some Mexican blood. So it just goes deep within my tradition. No matter which way I go in this direction, I'm a little of all. But just, I am having so much fun creating these beautiful stories and pushing the boundaries and trying my hardest to stay in the traditional realm as far as this show is concerned. You know, I'd like to thank the Spanish market for everything they do for the artists and just thank all my fellow artists for everything they do and to keep creating and keep pushing forward, artists. Keep on.
Thank you so much to Jose A. Lucero, who was called as a Picasso Santero, and you might be surprised by his works. And this weekend, he, along with more than 200 artists.
I think there's more than that in the traditional, but then you also have contemporary also part of it.
Mm-hmm. This will be happening this weekend, the traditional Spanish market and Viva la Cultura, this weekend, July the 28th and 29th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thanks so much, Jose A. Lucero, for coming to our show.
Thank you, and again, this was very beautiful, and thank you.